Like I was saying, that reminds me of his joke, okay?
What joke?
Man and woman have his boring love life, so I want to spice it up.
Okay.
So what happens, man goes to the doctor, tells him the situation. The doctor says, I think I can help you. So he gives him his prescription for these pills. Tells him, what you want to do is go ahead and slip one of these in your wife's drink during dinner right there, so she doesn't know. Then just wait and step back and let everything happen. So he goes, okay. So what happens is his wife's getting dinner ready. He figures, you know, geez, if these pills are so great, maybe I should take one too. So what he does is he takes one, puts one in his wife's drinks right there, you know. Dinner goes by without a hitch. It's quiet, you know, they have dinner. Rest of the night, you know, pretty standard, you know, they both, you know, read a book, go to bed. It's very quiet, and the guy, you know, he's mad, you know, it didn't work. About 2 in the morning, wife just shoots straight in bed and goes, I need a man. Husband gets up and goes, me too.
Oh, Jesus. That ain't right.
Old-fashioned blue humor.
Man, that's horrible.
No profanity.
It's an okay joke. Better than your bum joke.
Yeah. Which one?
The bums and the cat.
Bums and the cat.
Bums and the cat.
Eating the cat.
I hate that joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? You might just get to see that tonight, because where are we?
Well, we're downtown, right? Actually, well, we're almost downtown, but not quite.
That's right. We're technically in Las Vegas.
Well, thank God.
The city?
The city, not the county.
Not the county.
Or the incorporated county of.
That's right. Spangwagon is coming to you live.
Pre-recorded.
In the archive.
Recorded live from in front of a studio audience.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Could you do a singular on the word audience? On location.
Mad props to the audience. What's funny is the audience is just giving themselves mad props to the clicker liquor pop.
We didn't do it. They did it.
That's right.
Actually,
this is the official Spankwagon pre-show.
Yes, at spankwagon.vftp.net.
That's right.
Which is Spankwagon Radio's home for the past year.
That's right.
This is the first time we actually went out and did something.
That's right. We're actually venturing outside of the studio.
Or my office, as it were.
Studio.
Studio.
Studio / office.
Studio
Spankwagon
office.
And the remote location of my house.
The remote location of your house.
That's right, where I find the links.
Well, that's true.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, actually, right now, we're sitting about, I don't know, I would say maybe a block away from the stratosphere.
Literally looking up at it.
Literally looking up at it.
It's
still
quite beautiful, isn't it?
It is amazing. With the lights on the top and the lights are on the side. The fact that they're even lighting up the column is something they've never done before.
Yeah, it is interesting.
It's very interesting. I wonder if they're are they doing the ride up there now, too?
It does not appear to be so. I've not heard anyone scream.
That's true. Well, we've heard them scream, but they were down here in runaway
cars.
That
was down there, but you heard the people, how loud they were here.
Yeah.
Tone that down about 2 decibels, and that's what it sounds like from the people up there scared to death screaming at the top of their lungs.
Well, you know, to be honest on that space shot.
Now it makes sense why they didn't want that roller coaster ride in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Totally.
But
not just
yet,
to mention, can you imagine the noise from the actual roller coaster?
You know what? I don't care, though. It's Vegas. I think they should have done it anyhow.
I don't think so. I think
the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
Screw that. I think they saved the neighborhood, and that's a little bit better cause, especially in this town.
Yeah, but neighborhoods don't generate as much money in tax revenue as tourists do in tourism.
You were going somewhere with that?
Yeah. Tourists bring in more money.
Okay. But, yeah, I think it's a little nice to have a neighborhood. But that space shot, I've been on that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. When you go up, of course, you can't really tell you're moving up other than the motion. I mean, you can't see. Because you're already focused all the way as far out as you can get.
Uh-huh.
And then you move very quickly, very much upward.
That's right.
Scares the hell out of you.
Indubitably.
I mean, I'll tell you this. If we were down here, paradoxically, I was listening to myself up there, we would have heard me without a problem.
Sure.
Without a problem. Well, you can ask the wife who's with us this evening.
Yes, the wife is in the studio audience. Say hello.
Okay. She has a spokesperson.
She'll let the clicker looker do the talking for. Yeah,
and we also have an audience member, which we'll get to later, because we are really only doing a pre-show.
That's right.
Just to make sure everything works, you can download this pre-show because we have nothing better to do with 4 minutes or so of our time other than make you download to be curious as to what in the hell you're going to be listening to.
That's right. Right now we're looking at transients getting drunks getting kicked off property.
Oh, yeah. Young drunks, too. Bunch of kids.
That's right.
This is great. And we're pretty nestled back here, actually.
Yes, we are. We're actually in a safe zone.
Behind vehicles.
Which is also because I had no choice due to transportation problems with the Spankwagon equipment is why the
Memorial
is parked here. But yes, actually, yeah, look, drunk's getting kicked off property. Look
right on. So far, two gone.
Two gone.
And of course, they had to talk to Obi.
Yes. Obi of
our current employer. He was a security guard. If you ever watch Fat Albert. No, they like us. They all like us. Managers and everything.
They'll actually
listen
live.
We've had a few HR people listen. It's great.
They love it. which is funny considering all the, you know, times I yell cock.
Ding.
Aren't you the guy that yells cock?
Yeah. Ding.
Anyhow, about my promotion.
Well, you know what you got to do to get that promotion.
Cock. Anyhow.
So, yeah, after all the hassles of getting the audio set up, by the way, we're running tonight on the iMac. We're not running on the traditional system.
That's right, Cloud Ball's
it's too much to
portable
lug.
Studio.
The portable version. Yeah. This is truly the portable version of Spank Wagon Radio.
And it's still
right here.
Heavy as hell.
50 pounds.
That's right.
It's good but to be heavy, though. You need to work out, and that's the perfect way, moving this thing around.
Right. By the way, you know what, Trench, I forgot. You should go and make sure the screensaver is disabled, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we'll worry about that down the road. Let me guess, you have it password protected?
No.
Oh, okay.
But just to make sure.
What, is it porn?
No.
Why can't the screensaver come up?
Actually, no. There is no screensaver. I had this annoying RX8 screensaver with a car pop up, you know?
That's pathetic.
Because it was for free, and I didn't use it.
Huh.
Because it was annoying. Because it had sound. I hate screensavers with sound.
Yeah.
Good point.
Hey, at least it wasn't the annoyance test. Ning, 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 ning,
for some reason, crashes my router. I'll never figure that one out.
It's going so fast, it crashes your router.
Yeah, wow. My Type R MacSense, man. Ooh,
yeah.
I can't handle it.
Right now, folks, we are down literally in Las Vegas, down below
1901
the stratosphere.
South Las Vegas.
You're listening to the pre-recorded pre-show.
Technically, if you want to get technical.
Technically.
We are about 10 feet from pavement.
No, actually, we're sitting on pavement.
No, this is concrete.
Oh, this is concrete.
I'm talking about asphalt.
Ah, asphalt pavement. Okay.
And we are technically on a sidewalk.
Yes, we are.
That's
we are
right.
On a sidewalk downtown. No bombs near us watching the stratosphere.
Not yet.
We're going to be ringing in the new year with all of you. Of course, you're not really ringing in with us, so why don't you go ahead, even though it's Thursday night or whatever night you're downloading this from the archive, get yourself prepared, grab a bottle of vodka and a syringe and some oranges.
That's what we would have done, but I didn't have a syringe.
Yeah.
And make yourself portable screwdrivers.
Very portable screwdrivers.
Yes.
You peel the orange, you have a screwdriver.
That's right. You just have to shoot the screwdriver, the orange up with vodka, instant screwdriver.
There you go.
That's right.
If someone compliments on your juicy oranges, don't tell them your secret.
That's right. You have another car going through it, and look at that. Someone else avoiding the traffic light.
That's all they're doing, too, is avoiding the traffic light.
I kid you not, you'll see this all night.
This is great.
That, and they pick up prostitutes and buy dope.
Yeah, and of course, you know, people pee on these sidewalks.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
So
now, you see the gentleman standing right over there next to the phone.
Yes.
Now, that is an actual drug dealer, if it is the person I'm thinking of, unless he gets picked up by the bus or walks away. What he will do is he will, whenever the Metro pulls by, he will throw his stash on top of that bus bench.
Bus bench is about another 50 feet from him.
Yes, but the payphone is right there. So payphones aren't going to die out anytime soon, which is a news story we're going to get to.
Interesting. We've got a traffic jam.
Yes.
Interesting. I wonder when they're
angry drivers.
Of course they're angry.
Honking at pedestrians and drunk pedestrians getting mad.
Of course. This is great.
This is peachy.
Of course, we're going to freeze our ass off by the time we're done tonight, but that's okay because we're all doing it for ratings that don't quite exist, but... Oh, we don't have a blanket, says the wife. Yeah.
Hey, yes, actually.
No, this is interesting. So,
who is this?
Who knows? Someone who realizes they're in the way wrong place.
They're actually checking out my car.
They are. They're checking out the D.
Yes, they are.
That's interesting.
You're
watching. Yes. They have no shame.
Right on. We're actually screaming back at the drunk pedestrians.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and...
Spank Wagon is interactive.
Yeah, very interactive. All right. Spank Wagon Radio, only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net. Is this guy, like, rallying around the wagon train here?
I don't know.
Like Indians and shit? No, he's taking off. See, I told you, people just come stare at my car.
Well, I know when we were actually downtown and people were yelling at you to open, yelling at me to open up your car door.
That's
so
fun,
they could see
it?
Your car door open.
That's great, isn't it?
It's amazing what entertains people.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and clip this out and we'll catch you a little later.
This
is the actual show.
Spank Wagon pre-show.
Which will start up at 10:30.
That's right.
Not that you know because you downloaded this. So, all right, we're going to fade back out and we'll catch you all later.